Hey listeners, Perry Moore Jr. here. What you're about to hear is an unreleased episode that we recorded a few weeks ago that was going to be entitled Episode 23. After recording it, we felt it wasn't up to the quality of our other episodes, so we didn't put it up. But after being on hiatus, we felt you guys needed something, so we give it to you. The other 22 episodes can be found on iTunes and Podomatic, and don't forget to email us more emails and questions at amplitpodcast@gmail.com. See you later. But thank you anyways. Hi listeners, and welcome to Amplit episode 23. I am your host Perry Moore. We're here with a full loaded cast today. We have Travis Young.
Anybody think that this might be too many people? Just saying.
Cameron Anderson.
Holy shit, we're on 23.
I know.
Why?
Our podcast can drink. Matthew Jones.
Hello.
Where's the intro?
Anticlimactic.
That's
because we can't talk about it, political stuff. So.
I don't even want to do it anymore.
Oh, my Lord.
Took away my...
All right, guys. Been...
Took away my flame.
And Aaron Carrera.
Hello. I'm ready for this to get weird.
Ready for it to get weird?
It's already there.
Oh. Well, we made it to episode 23. We've been a month off. And the fact that none of us actually... I did not look for anything to have a podcast about was interesting. But... the one thing that Aaron did bring up was the fact about the kid that posted the weird comment. And apparently now the government wants to break down on children in their comments. But that's neither here nor there. Apparently, that is something I can say. We need to make a trip. And we're just going to jump ahead. We'll come back to the kid because we don't care about him. We need to make a trip. Aaron, really? you need to come to Austin December 27th through the 29th. You need
what?
You need to come because we're going to be at IckyCon.
Oh, that'll be awesome. I don't know what that is, but if you pay for me,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, fuck no. Go get you a job.
What? No.
Well, don't you
worry. We can't get a job in this tiny town, okay? Yeah. I've been trying. It's hard.
You can get
especially
a job.
During the summer. It's a ghost town. So there's no hiring.
You better hit up Craigslist. Matthew, what you doing December 27th through the 29th? You coming to Austin. Cameron, what you doing? You don't even have an answer. Coming to Austin. We're going to be at IckyCon. We're going to have fun. We're going to bond.
What's IckyCon? I don't want to go somewhere and I don't know what I'm getting into.
It's an anime. It's an anime convention. It's like... But the only reason I really want to go was because I wanted to try and get our podcast out there. So I started sending conventions press requests. And then a couple of them actually accepted, which was really strange. They started way back... at the first anime convention I went to, and it was before I went, I saw that the press request was it was one day away from being the deadline, so I was just fuck it, I'll apply. I applied, I got in, so I got a press pass.
Hey, they say it's that easy to get into E3. You just work at GameStop and make a blog, and there you go.
Yeah, so...
I'm a journalist.
Yeah, so apparently we record a journalist. Simple stuff.
Since I'm a public relations major, I would like to propose some things, but I don't know if you guys listen to me anyway, so...
We listen to you.
Just putting that out
there. Why are you talking?
Go ahead and let's hear it. Come on, Aaron.
I'm just saying we should probably put disclosures in our podcast that protect our names so we could still profess career opportunities in the future without having to worry about,
bad reputations. I'm not worried about career opportunities.
You really?
It is.
That's. Okay. Thank you for that, Aaron. what's a career?
What's a job?
I understand what you mean because of Matthew's and my recent adventure. Matthew wants to just entirely become a Matthew. Who do you want to become? Let's try that. You want to make an alias? Who would you become? What would your name be?
Aaron Carrera.
No, I'm going to stay Aaron Carrera either way. I don't say anything.
So we would all be Aaron Carrera. I'm Aaron Carrera. Next with me is Aaron Carrera. Up also is Aaron Carrera watching My Little Pony. Next up is Aaron Carrera in Missouri.
If we all did that, that would be no love. They wouldn't. No, we're doing it. I'm Aaron Carrera.
The worst thing to happen to my PR techniques.
It's the perfect crime.
We'll get Aaron. Aaron will get convicted of something. His girlfriend will be like, "You cheated on me?" He'll be like, "No, I've been home all day. It just said you were in Texas."
Guys, I don't want to go to jail like flipping Justin Carter did. All right.
Well, just don't
segue.
Just don't make any threats. But yeah, it brings us to our original topic, which was the Justin Carter kid, the one that Aaron brought up, and it was about the kid that made the stupid Facebook comment.
Any relation to Aaron?
Nah.
That is? No, not that I know of. He's not a teen heartthrob, from what I know. He's just unlucky.
What did he post?
Subtle.
Has he ever beaten Shaq?
Maybe at League of Legends. Apparently, he was being trash-talked on Facebook about League of Legends. This guy was telling him on Facebook to go kill himself because they had played a League of Legends game together. So the kid replied, the kid is 19 years old. He replied that he will go kill himself, and for good measure, he'll go shoot up a school. Then he said, LOL, JK. Well, the cops apparently saw that, and they arrested him.
They didn't laugh.
They didn't laugh out loud and smiley face and raffle.
Yeah, so now he's facing up to 10 years in jail for, like, $100,000 bail, and... I might be mixing him up with the person that you showed, because I had also read about what's his name, Josh Pillow,
yeah,
who was arrested for similar charges for RuneScape comments.
Yeah.
So it's like we have no freedom of speech anymore.
Here's the thing: if they want to look on the internet and see what's like being posted on little children's feeds, right? Why don't they just, like, put on a microphone, play Call of Duty, and they would arrest a bunch of people?
It's as simple as this. This is in our freaking Constitution. Yes, we have freedom of speech. There is no such thing as, we won't have freedom of speech if we can't say that. But it also says you can't yell fire if there's no fire. So why would you say, I'm going to kill a bunch of kids just to say you can kill a bunch of kids? It's still threatening whether you meant it or not. Someone has to take it seriously. Because you could be like, I'm not going to kill these kids, LOLJK.
I'm amazed at how fast that just turned.
Yeah.
Well, that was pretty graphic. But the point still stands. Like, the authorities have to take it seriously because we don't know what people are thinking.
Now I'm afraid somebody's going to edit this podcast, show that part to the authorities, and then the authorities are going to be like, yeah, he even said to arrest him. Like, what are you going to do?
It'll be like, okay, if you want my opinion, I could care less whether he goes to jail or not.
Why? He's a teenager. Like, he said something stupid. Age. Now he's getting punished for, like, a lifetime because of it.
Maybe kids should watch their fucking mouths on the internet.
Cameron's next.
Isn't he 19?
He's 19, but like,
yeah, he's not a kid.
He's our age.
Okay, well then it's a blatant threat.
Perry's 19. He has his own freaking podcast. What's this kid doing with his life?
I don't know.
He turned 19.
Playing League of Legends.
He turned 19 in prison.
Yeah!
Here's your birthday present. Here's your birthday present.
Now pick up the soap!
They destroyed his Nexus.
Wow. Matthew, how would you feel if, when you went on your job interview, they were like, oh, so you say misogynistic things on the internet, and you was like, well, it's just a show or whatever. They just, like, brought in, like, four dominatrixes with, like, whips and shit and started, like, chaining you up. And, like, you think it's funny to be mean to women? Well, we're going to teach you. Like, what if that happened? Because, like, you're misogynistic to women, so... I mean, this kid's like threatening kids, so I don't know.
Wow. Well, I didn't realize it, but yeah, we do the exact same thing. We say horrible things.
That's the point I was trying to get across.
Yeah, but I didn't say I was gonna kill anybody. I probably did, but that's not the point.
So, but yeah, what if something like that happened, Matthew?
That's different. I didn't say that I would kill a woman or anything like that.
Well, no.
Yeah, I just
don't like the things they do.
I understand that, and that's why I didn't say you'd go to jail. But I'm just saying to the same punishment, the same punishment offense, I guess in a sense, is like apparently the now that the guy or whatever leaked information to Venezuela or whatever, you know, that we're being watched and observed.
Eric Snow.
Yeah, you know, they could listen and be like, he's misogynistic, and I don't know.
It's like you said, like, three dominatrix women walked in.
Yeah, it's that's a not, job that's interview.
That's not a punishment. That's a reward. I would
They'd be beating the fuck out of you with the whips. And...
What if four abused women came in?
That'd be messed up.
That'd be messed up.
Well, would it make it any different if they were women? If they were women who've been abused or women who do abuse?
Apparently, it doesn't in Matthew's world.
Apparently not, you misogynistic fuck.
We're all gonna struggle. We're all gonna struggle in life. They're gonna Google us and find us.
Well, why don't we need a woman who's chauvinistic? Well, you can't be chauvinistic if you want. Anyway.
Yeah, that's another thing I want to know. Where's the line? Aaron, you have a girlfriend. Where's the line, Aaron? Where's the line between being a gentleman and appearing...
And being an Aaron.
Yeah, appearing as chauvinistic. Like, I don't think you can hold... Like, I mean, I think holding the door is gentleman. You know, but maybe to a woman, she's like, I can hold the fucking door. Like... There's issues and that date.
That's weird because I see it. That's weird because I see it as, why should I hold the door?
Really?
Well, why? Some women are like, yeah. Why did you hold the door for me? There's like three sides to that coin. Well, and there's
three sides to that coin. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. All right.
I said that on purpose. Uh-oh. It's impossible. You can't win.
That is a complicated issue because it bears along the line where, like, people say chivalry is an outdated concept, but then, like, some people complain that chivalry is dead.
Yeah.
So, like...
You know what's dead?
It is complicated where the line lies. I'm just like, maybe you don't call women hoes every few seconds and then they'll thank you for it. That's where I kind of stand.
But okay, let's say... Okay, it's different if you're like, you hold the door and you're like, here's the door, ho. And then it's different if you're like, I'll hold the door, and she's like, you're a pussy.
Yeah, like, that's unnecessary.
There are people who do that.
There's
some women who are like, why did you help me? I didn't need your help. I'm like, well, shit, thanks for nothing, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, one of my friends, she was talking about, she dated this one dude. And he would always open the door for her. And, like, the first time he did it, like, she was, like, she was almost, like, appalled, like, please don't ever do that again. And he was, like, why? And she was just, like, I'm not used to people doing that. Like, it's weird like that. I don't understand it.
I don't get that either.
We will never understand it, gentlemen.
To me, it's not that big of a deal because if they, like, blatantly tell you they don't want you to do something, then it's just, like, all right, well, not to do that again. But if they, like, don't tell you and then you have to figure it out, then it gets really weird.
But some females will test you. They'll be like, I don't want you to do this. Let's like say you go out on a date, y'all go to a dinner. And she's like, I'll pay for it. And then what if you just immediately like you say, I'll pay for it. And you're like, okay. It's like you don't even fight her on it. She might not like you for that. And she might want you to be like, no, I insist.
Right.
You tell me I'm going to pay for it. I'm going to be like, all
right. Are you serious? You just let the woman pay it.
Don't play games with me. Don't tell me things that you don't want me to do. Like, why would you do that? We're grown people. It doesn't make sense.
Misogynistic Matthews coming out.
Yeah.
I'm misogynistic. I just don't.
That's all true.
He's going to go to work one day and be fired.
Misogynistic Matthew.
You don't work here anymore.
Like, don't play games with me, dog. It doesn't make sense.
Well, in a world where, yeah.
Well, like, that's not even being misogynistic. That's just being, like, true. That's not even being misogynistic.
That's just having a line you don't want people to cross.
I just wanted to use alliteration, okay?
That'll be our word of the day, alliteration.
No, it won't be.
Brought to you by Cameron Anderson.
You said the magic word!
Travis, what's going on in your life? You don't really... Tell us about what's going on in Travis' life.
Nothing.
What do you do? You're on this new diet. You don't want to eat with your friends.
Did you go get something to eat, Travis?
No. I when y'all talk about women, I just shut down because I don't mean to be a guy who goes about this one.
So, like, and what's the deal with women? What do you think, Travis? You all right? That was Travis's response.
I went back through and listened to episode 2 the last time that I remember having Charles, because I needed to go through episode two. And it was awful.
It was great.
It made me.
Charles is so weird, dog.
Listening to that episode. What? Hold on. Why is Charles? This is the best.
Listening to that episode was very painful for me.
What was it? I don't remember it.
Episode two. It was the one where we tried to give first date advice.
And we still have. Send us your email, folks.
That's another thing, yeah. But we tried to do that. And it wasn't all Charles' fault that made it unbearable. It was just like, back then that was our second episode. So we were running, I don't even remember how we were recording it. I think we were using
Potato.
I don't even fucking remember. Like, it was only a year ago and I can't even remember. That's how pathetic it is. But I can name over 100 porn stars and I can do quadratic form. It's like, my mind is a conundrum.
Are you saying you want to give, like, a revamped version of
knowing porn stars in one equation doesn't make your mind a conundrum.
Well, I'm just saying, but I can't remember what the fuck, how we recorded a podcast a year ago.
Okay, well, clearly it doesn't matter to you. You remember things
instead of first date advice, we should give meeting the parents advice.
You said
meeting
what?
the
parents
advice? Oh, that's
have you,
good.
Have you met the parents before, Matthew?
Yeah.
Fuck them.
You didn't fuck them, did you? No, okay. How'd that go?
No, I didn't mean physically.
You said what, Matthew?
Wait, what do you think I said?
Meet the parents.
Yeah, meeting the parents. It was the scariest day of my life. Every time I've done it, I've been scared.
Why?
Just watch the movie.
That's for everybody.
Why wouldn't you be scared? That's something important how your girl's parents see you. Very important.
But that's
a real nigga.
But I don't see why you're scared. Because, okay, here's when I had a girlfriend and I took it and I met her parents, I looked
you
at
took it.
Took it? I'm trying to. Whatever.
I met his parents.
Wow. I was just like, she was like, "Are you?" She met my parents and she was terrified. And I met her dad. She was like, "My dad's okay and stuff." And I was just like, "I'm not scared." And she was like, "Why not?" And I was like, "Cause if he likes me or doesn't like me, I mean, like, you know, I don't know how that will affect you, but I mean, I want to be with you." And she was like, "Oh," and I met her dad, and I was just perfectly fine.
Okay,
like, I didn't care whether he liked. I was like, I don't care whether you like me or not. Like, I don't want to date. I don't want to date you. I want to fuck your daughter. I didn't tell him that. Oh, that's just my thought process. But in the end, you know, I got his approval, and then after that, we broke up. But it was whatever. I didn't care.
Then he laid.
Did you get his
down.
Approval right away, or did it take a while?
No, it was right away. But then again, like I said, I wasn't terrified. I don't know.
Well, it's like Perry said, he's not trying to date the parents. But it also depends on how far you're trying to go. If you ain't talking about getting married or engaged, then why the fuck should you care about it?
Yeah, that's another thing also. I mean, when
that's going to come off really to all our parents who are listeners. What the
fuck? It doesn't matter. Like,
this is a podcast.
Even if you're not considering dating or, I mean, marrying or getting engaged, like, what... Well, Females take are very considerate of what their parents think of somebody. Like, even if they tell you, I don't care what my dad thinks. She definitely cares what her dad thinks or her mother.
So what?
Well, like,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
At least be respectful. But if they don't respect you, then don't respect them. Well, that's my.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying in general, if her parents don't, I'm not saying like if they don't. I'm not saying that they disrespect you or anything. But like, say her parents are just like. That Matthew kid, I don't know. It's just something about him. I don't really like him like that.
Maybe he's got a podcast. And he's misogynistic.
He has a podcast.
I hear how he talks about women, honey. I know.
I work at Walmart every day. What is he doing with his? He's got a podcast. I wish I had.
Aaron, you're the one with the girlfriend at the moment for a long time. You've met the parents, I'm assuming. Were you terrified?
I was really? Terrified.
Aaron, you why?
Girlfriend? Perry hasn't mentioned that five times this episode.
I'm sorry.
Hey, Travis, you're the one without a girlfriend. How'd you meet the... No, okay, I'm sorry. Go back to Aaron.
It was terrifying because, like, I realized I wanted a long-term relationship with Ashley. And, like, if you think about it, if you're not cool with the parents or, like, the family members in general, being in a long-term relationship with somebody, like, you're going to end up, like, going to, like, parties with them, and, like, you're going to see them regularly. So if it's awkward at all, that's really, like, that's something not to look forward to. So
it's
having
a job that you hate.
Well, it's like I said before, if it's long-term, then you're going to be around them. So you have to be like, okay, look, we got to put whatever it is aside. And for her sake or for our sake, we can't be at wit's ends with each other. But not a lot of girls are just like, I don't care, daddy, I'm going to suck them off. And you're
wow. Okay. So Travis, what's something you hate about like another guy? Just
what?
What's something
success.
You hate? Okay, you hate a guy with money. All right, so let's say your sis. This is just example purposes.
I don't hate anybody.
I understand that. This is all for extensive purposes for an example. So your sister starts dating a guy. He's a super billionaire. You don't like him because he has money. Do you put your hatred for people with money aside because it's your sister and she's happy, or are you still gonna be like, you need to break up with this guy because he has money? Like,
I hate you. Give me a
like, at what point would you put aside anything like for you hate, anything you hate, to see your sister be happy, or like another family member?
It's like, look, Travis, I really like your sister. We should be, here's $100. Get out of here now!
I don't, how to buy his sister.
Yeah, holy crap, that is what I just, that's the theory. How much is she worth? $100, $200?
That's terrible if you accept $200.
$100. Why don't you keep that 50?
Where'd Travis go?
I really don't know how to answer this.
I'll give you $2 and a 20. Come on, man.
That doesn't sound too bad, is the
and
thing.
And some double mint gum.
Like, I don't understand why you would hate your sibling dating, like, somebody who's, like, well off.
No.
It's called hate.
Well, no, I wasn't really saying well off. I was just trying to use an example. Like, it's something that you dislike about a person. And you're a family member of any sort, or you just dislike a person, period. Like, let's say Travis's rival in this fictional world we live in is Blair Herder. Let's say his sister started dating Blair Herder, you know.
I'd be ecstatic, because then Chobot would be single.
Okay, never mind. Travis finds a loophole in any world.
Just ask somebody else, jeez.
But why
somebody
don't you like...
who actually ask Matt. I don't hate anyone.
Matthew.
I think that Matt is a lot less passive aggressive than I am. I think we can all agree. All
right, Matthew.
You're passive aggressive, Travis?
Yeah.
I think you're passive.
Passive non-existent. Okay, Travis. Not Travis. Matthew. Your cousin starts dating a guy. He has some trait that you just dislike. Would you tell your cousin, like, no, you can't date this guy because of this? Like, would you point out all the bad flaws? Or if you see that your cousin's happy, would you just set it in the back and be like, you know what, she's happy. Who cares that he did whatever? I'm going to let her be happy.
Would I tell her? No. Because usually when somebody's on the inside of something, they can't see what they're telling you. Just like you don't see, like, when you break up with somebody, then you start to see all their flaws. Like, dang, she did this, she did all this stuff. But when they're in it, when you're in it, you look past it. So me to be like, yo, he's cheating on you. He has four other bitches on the side. I saw them getting in his car. I saw this. Oh. Like, you lying. Why are you saying all this? You know that ain't true. Like, they're not going to see it. So I wouldn't say anything. Because first of all, it's not my place. She's going to find out eventually. Second of all, even if I did tell her, she's not going to believe me. So...
Okay. I said, you have a brother. What if your brother was dating a girl that you knew was giving this, like, just going up and down the street, having sex with everybody, giving them head, everything? Would you tell your brother that you saw her doing this? Or would you just let him live out his fantasy because he's happy with this girl or whatever? He thinks she's the one.
Well, I mean, yeah. Yeah. Why would I? He could die. Fuck that. No. Would you want your friend to be sleeping with a woman who's sleeping around?
Is this friend Travis?
It could be all of them.
That'd never happen.
I'd let Travis have his fun. Who cares?
Thanks. Wow.
So there you go, Travis. Perry would let you have an STD, and you would never know.
I'd let him have his fun.
You gotta die. You gotta die from something.
That's right. We're born to die. Who cares how we die?
You want crabs on your nuts when you die?
Who?
You were born to die. You were brought into this world to physically die. I'm not saying eternally.
You don't know that. I may never die.
Oh my lord.
Travis, please die.
We've said death too many times. The FBI is gonna come.
Oh,
take
we
us
haven't
somewhere.
Done our they're gonna monthly take us Satan worship.
I'm not doing that either. I've had a good month. I've had job interviews.
Satan is played out.
Okay, who else? Beelzebub? Let's all bow our heads.
Jesus.
Travis, you can't say that word. Not as long as we worship.
Oh no.
Well, there goes your jobs. Sorry, guys.
Yep. Next job interview I go to, they're gonna have crucifix all over the room and shit. You love
next
Jesus.
Next job you go to.
You love Jesus.
They do. I'm an atheist too. And some other guy's like, I'm a Satanist. Like, well, we don't agree now, do you? And they just pull out guns, walk outside the saloon, everyone runs back inside.
So, from social media standpoint, we've gone from Facebook to Twitter, which is updating your status in 140 characters like every 3 minutes, to Instagram, which is pictures, to now Vine, which is videos. What do you think the next big social media thing is going to be?
MySpace.
I've heard people say MySpace is trying to come back. I've really heard them try to fight me about this. I'm just like, No,
the next thing it'll be like not animated. It'll just be like short films.
It's kind of what Vine is.
That's fine.
No, but Vine is like 5 seconds.
Yeah,
this
Vine is
like, this will be like 10 minutes.
Well, that's called YouTube.
I kind of have to agree with Travis. I think it's going to be streaming. I think that's why esports are so popular right
We're
now.
We're just going to stream our lives.
So I woke up. I'm going to play an ad real quick. So I'll be back in 5 minutes to watch me eat cereal.
Wow. And you know what? The thing about that is that we laugh at that. But if the girl is like super, super hot, we will sit there and watch her eat cereal. That's the sad thing.
That already exists.
That's the sad thing. They're like 24.
Called marriage.
Yeah,
that's
called marriage.
Call it webcam.
It's called voyeurism.
Cameron, after meeting like a stranger,
the fuck?
On the street. I didn't get to finish my sentence before you kind of interjected. You meet a stranger.
Like where this is going.
You meet a stranger on the street, and you know you like her, you get phone number, whatever. Go on a date. Like how long? Knowing this person and stuff. Would it be before, like, something long-term crossed your mind? Like, to be like, I like this girl. Maybe we could be together a long time. Or, I like her. I think I want to marry her. I think I want to have children. I mean, children, if you have children with a person, they're going to be you're going to be in that person's life, whether you like it or not.
When
if you have
bet.
A child. Jesus. But, yeah, how long, you know, a year, 2 years, 3 years of knowing a person, and you'd be like, I want to do something long-term. What's long term to you, actually? First, let's define that.
An accident.
Jesus Christ.
Okay. Let's be honest. Nobody wants long term until it just happens. It's like I don't love you. When? Now I love you. And the kid.
I didn't know that crying all of a sudden changed my love.
Shots fired.
Well, okay, to seriously answer your question, it would take a while and a mutual understanding of stuff. Like, I can't just be like, I love you. She'd be like, who are you? I'd be like, sorry.
Would you ever marry somebody you've known for less than a year?
Nope. Hell no.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Anyone who I was about to offend, like everybody who is married on the year, but I don't know. I think it's dumb. I think it's stupid. You don't know anyone nearly long enough to like make that judgment. Like, why would you be like, I want to be with this person? You haven't even been with that person for an extended period of time. How would you know this? Oh, I can just feel it. Shut the fuck up. No, you can't feel it. Can't feel anything.
So what about the kid? What about the people that, like, have the one-night stands and, like, the condom breaks, so they just don't even wear a condom and, like, they get pregnant? That's somewhat like marriage within a year.
No, it's called federal. Government. It's
different. Yes. Those people that get married because of that usually don't even like each other.
Yeah, that's called wedlock.
Yeah.
That's when you get
actually
married.
I believe it was called knocked up with Seth Rogen.
Wow. Matthew, what about you? How long? What's long term to you?
Little ponies.
Long term.
What's long term?
At least a year.
At least a year. A minimum of a year is long term.
Yeah.
Okay. So how long would you have to know a stranger in order to consider doing something long term with them? So in that case, then, like, maybe, like, your answer would be, like, 2 months to consider doing something long-term. Because, like, since your long-term is at least a year, maybe after the second month of knowing them, you're like, I like this person. I want to go for a year or two.
What? Nobody thinks like that.
Nobody thinks like that. It's just, like, something that just ends up happening. It's not like once you get to this point, then you start something.
It's not like an evolution of a Pokemon.
The 2 months are inclusive to the year. So it's not like they're separate things.
Yeah, I understand that. Do you think you're capable of marriage, Matthew?
Yeah.
It was just a question. Okay. Cameron, you think you're capable of marriage?
Am I capable? Yes, yeah. I'm capable of being married.
Okay. Cameron, do you think you're capable of being married, settling down with one woman monogamously?
Marriage?
Okay, I guess that answer alone answered my question. Aaron, when you gonna pop?
We already know what's in your future.
When you gonna pop the question? When you gonna invite us to Missouri to the wasteland wedding? What do y'all have there?
Nothing.
I don't do it. Wait, what?
Cow tipping.
Who does that?
Cow tipping and no black people.
Wow.
We have St. Louis.
Which way is the way to town? Yeah, back where you came from.
All right, so what'd you say, Aaron?
What was your original question? Did you propose to me? I don't remember.
I didn't propose to you. I asked you when are you going to pop the question. Do you think you're capable of getting married? Let's try that first. Or would you just date for like a very, very long, long time?
Can you do it? To me, if you like someone, it's not that big of a deal because, I mean, if you enjoy somebody's company that much, like, it's not that big of a thing. Like, to me, marriage is something that we've just been, like, we're going to put off until it's, like, the right time. Like, we agree it's going to come up, but it's not something we're going to, like, rush into because we're still in college and we're still, like, trying to get our financial situation agreed upon for, like, the college experience. So, like, I feel like marriage is taken, like, not seriously enough and at the same time too seriously in certain cases. Like, I don't believe people should be getting married just on a whim. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I don't believe, like, some people, yeah, marriage isn't for everybody. Being with one person isn't for everybody. But, like, I don't believe that's, like, a set
issue
thing. To answer your question, yeah, I can easily settle down with one person like I have been.
Okay.
So you know this is the person you're going to marry. Whoever you with now.
Yes.
Oh. God damn.
Really hard of a question.
That's wonderful.
Now it's time for me to hate. I don't like you, Aaron. I don't like you and what you have. I don't like any of your success.
I'm happy. Hey, no one else can. I'm glad there's wars.
Did any of y'all watch Wild and Out?
I did.
I enjoyed it.
My skin brown?
It was funny to come back.
It's coming back?
That was racist.
It's back?
Yeah.
With Nick Cannon?
With Nick Cannon. It was on
Cat Williams?
He's in jail.
What?
Yeah.
He can still make jokes.
This is butt plug.
Get a webcam in there.
Yeah, why don't we have, like, a celebrity that's jailed, like, with a webcam, like a reality TV show? We need that.
That would be the biggest, like, people would be pissed if he was making money while being incarcerated. I would be pissed. How the fuck are you going to have people... watching your TV show while you're in jail? Like, what are you serious?
But they do make money.
So many people kill themselves.
Like, OJ made money. He wrote, didn't he write books while he was in jail?
He didn't go to jail.
Yeah, he never got caught.
I'm telling y'all, that was a 20 year scheme. Because they was waiting on his ass. I'm telling y'all, they was like, Johnny Cochran got us the first time. We're going to wait till he die. And Johnny died. He's in jail now.
Yeah, that's what I meant. I thought he was making money now for being in jail now. Like, I thought he's writing books while in jail now. I thought, like, it's common for, like, celebrities to write books while they're in jail, so that's their means of income while in jail.
What could you even write?
Well, it's like, what else do you have to do?
A23.
Had soup this morning. Fuck. Didn't like it. Went to go work out. Big black guy kept staring at me. I think it might be that.
I think he might be the one.
I think he's into me. I don't know what to do.
Oh, man.
May 4th. Mm-mm. It hurts to sit down.
Wow. It took us a month to do another episode. How long do you think it takes to do another one? Another month?
Too much.
I'll see you guys for the 2-year anniversary.
That's the 2-year anniversary. Jeez.
The 10-year reunion tour.
Episode 24, 10 years later.
So what have you guys been up to since the last podcast?
I was waiting for this day.
I'm pretty sure we'll still be friends. We'll still hang out. Well, if you leave the house.
10 years from now, huh?
10 years from now, you'll still be living at home, mother.
And me and you. It'll just be me and you, 10-year reunion.
Yeah, something could happen. Remember I quit talking to Perry throughout all of high school because I was pissed off at him for all that time?
Yeah, and then we'll just talk about what's happening to everybody else. Like, man, if only Matt had seen that bus coming, he'd still be with us today.
Jesus, why'd he get... Oh, good Christ.
The driver was a woman who had listened to the podcast.
Yeah. A disgruntled.
That's what you get, Matthew Jones.
When I told Travis that they asked me at Chase about the podcast, he thought it was like the teller. Like just some person had listened to the podcast and like they knew who I was. And I thought about it, and I really don't even know how I would react if like a random person on the street had just stopped me and was like, You're Perry Moore.
Oh my god.
You're Perry Moore. You're Cameron Anderson. Oh my god. Like I think I would probably turn and run away because I wouldn't understand what was going on. And I'd just be like shit terrified, like this motherfucker's crazy. Don't nobody listen to this show.
You're Cameron Anderson. Morpheus?
What if we all went to the thing in Austin?
Yeah.
On December, and we all just walk in together, and everybody just starts cheering.
Just starts losing.
Oh, I would be terrified, bro.
You would be. And then a bunch of Satanists come out of the shadows. Welcome, Matt.
You be like, oh, we've waited for you. That would be crazy. That would be
an easy target audience, the Satanists. They don't have, like, a lot of Satanist podcasts going right now. That'd be an easy target audience.
The first time we mentioned Satan in our podcast, I think the day I uploaded the episode, we had some Satanist followed me on Twitter. I was like, oh, shit, I'm in the wrong fucking group.
I got the this thing popped up on my internet, on one of the pop-up pages popped up, and it was around December time, I think, when we did it. And it was like, it's Satan Claus. It's Satan Claus.
Yeah, we were getting some fucked up.
It just wouldn't cut off. What?
All right, though. We can go ahead and wrap it up. Thank
we
you.
We promise you to fucking suck.
We promise to waste another hour of your time. Thank you again for listening to Amplit. Of course, go to our Facebook page at facebook.com/AmplitPodcast. Go like it. Share it with your friends. Go like us on Podomatic. Subscribe, rate, and review us on iTunes, and we'll see you guys next week.